Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
So make sure you ask yourself what questions instead of getting sucked into the why me or why did this happen loop. Break free from being stuck by asking yourself, what do you need to do to move forward? What do you need to do to change the situation? What do you need to do to make it work for you? What are you learning from this situation? What is this other person teaching you? What are you learning about yourself? What do you really want in this situation?
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello, and thank you for joining me this week on another episode of the Project Loving Myself journey that we take together. Today's episode is about self-reflection and how you can use it to become more self-aware. Self-awareness is an extremely important part of loving yourself. So what exactly is self-awareness? Let's start by defining it. Self-awareness is our ability to understand ourselves through our character, our feelings, motives, and desires. Self-awareness is both internal and external. Internal in a sense that we understand ourselves, and external to the degree that we understand and we can perceive how others view us as well. To love yourself or to love someone else, you generally fall in love with the person that you come to know, the person that you come to understand. When we come to know the people in our lives better, there is less conflict and deeper understanding in our relationships with them. Often, the more we get to know people, the more we love them. Friendships that have developed over a long period of time stay strong until the time that one person changes and perhaps even moves in a different direction. But it also makes you powerful when you know yourself well, because you can make decisions and choices that are in alignment with your true feelings, your true motivations and desires, which ends up leading you to better outcomes in your lives. And that makes total sense, of course. In her book, Insight, Tasha Urich's research suggests that when we see ourselves clearly, we are more confident and more creative. We make sounder decisions, we build stronger relationships, and we communicate more effectively. We're also less likely to lie, cheat, and steal. We are better workers who get more promotions, and we're more effective leaders with more satisfied employees and more profitable companies. The more self-aware you are, no doubt, the more successful you are in the journey of life. But interestingly enough, her research also says that only 10 to 15% of people are actually self-aware. So the rest of that 85 to 90% think they are self-aware, but they're actually not.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So how do we fix this? If you are in that 85 or 90% of people, you think you're pretty self-aware, but it's probably not the case. And if that's true, then you definitely want to fix this because we do know the more self-aware you are, the more successful you are. So how does one actually become more self-aware? Is it not enough to reflect over our life and think about how we showed up in these different situations and circumstances? The thing is, we all find ourselves often looking back at situations in our life, things that just happened, and we tend to analyze what we said, what we should have said, what we did, what we didn't do. We question decisions we have made. We look back at our past and we ruminate over what happened. This and all those other times that we've spent in our mental space trying to understand our motivations, our feelings, our decisions, and even our behaviors, this is all part of what we call self-reflection. And you are constantly doing it. There is great comfort in unpacking the things that you have been through in the privacy of your own minds. But the question is, are you doing it correctly? Are you self-reflecting in a way that makes you more self-aware? Most people spend so much time in their head analyzing and questioning themselves that it ends up creating stress, depression, and low self-esteem rather than self-awareness. You might find yourself blaming yourself or criticizing what you said or did, beating yourself up for poor performance, and just not saying the right thing. It ain't pretty to hear the negative self-talk that goes on in the background as you go about your day. One of the most frequent questions that my clients ask themselves is, why is this negative situation happening to me? Why me? And you've probably asked yourself that question at least a dozen times in your own life. And therein lies the problem. In our self-reflection time, we are constantly playing the victim and asking ourselves, why? Why is this happening? Why did he break up with me? Why did she do that to me? Why didn't I get that job or promotion? Why did he or she cheat on me? We try to make sense of our world with the all-important question, why? But the why question usually results in blaming ourselves or others to explain why these situations are actually happening in our lives. Answering why means that there's something wrong with us, or we have to attribute the drama, the trauma in our lives to forces outside of us. Either way, there is no solution in the answer to why. There is simply blame. So you ask why, and then you come up with an answer. He cheated on me because he fell in love with someone else. I didn't get the job because I'm not good enough. She betrayed me because she hates me or she's not a good person. He broke up with me because he found someone better. Asking why makes you feel depressed about the circumstance because you're reliving it, you're analyzing, you're thinking about it, you're playing it over and over in your head. You feel powerless because either someone did it to you or you can't change the situation. And finally, you feel stuck because you are resentful, you're angry, you're upset, you're frustrated. Now that you have your answer to why, you can't move forward. Sometimes you can't even figure out the why. And that keeps you even more stuck asking the why question and not coming up with an answer. So you can't move forward in that way either. The truth is, we simply do not have access to all of the unconscious thoughts, feelings, and motives that we're searching for to explain why things actually happen in your life. Only a trained therapist, healer, coach, theta healer has the tools to help you find that. And the healing process doesn't stop at why. So here is what you can do instead. Replace all your why questions with what questions. What can I do here to improve my situation? What am I learning from this? What can I get from this experience and take forward with me? What can I do for myself or others? What is important to me here? What do I want? What do I really want? What is the best outcome in this situation for me? When I do therapy and healing and coaching with my clients, I do get into why, but I focus most of my energy in helping my client understand the what. It is the what that sets them free. So ask why and not what. Why questions trap us in our past, looking back at what happened and trying to make sense of it. But what questions move us forward to our future? If you are not a healer yourself or a coach or a therapist, then asking why keeps you stuck and you can't really get out of that loop. Only a trained healer, coach, or therapist can actually move you from why to what, to freeing yourself. So I don't recommend you even go to the why questions, just go straight to what. What questions move our brain forward to finding solutions and empowering ourselves with self-improvement? With why questions, we tend to look inward. We seek to blame ourselves for our own inadequacies, or we blame others, which we can't do anything about because we can't change them. We also do not recognize that we have our own internal biases, internal beliefs, programs that we carry around. For example, I must have messed up somewhere, or the classic I'm not good enough belief that most people hold. We also often hold unconscious thinking, such as they already don't like me. We have preconceived notions based on experiences in our past. But when we self-reflect instead with what questions, we challenge ourselves. We go deeper into ourselves. We look for solutions and actions that can help us move forward.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So if you're constantly in your own head, thinking about your past, present, or future, which sounds like you're attempting to be more self-aware as you question yourself, which you're actually not, right? Because we're doing this whole why question thing, which is not helping us. So make sure you ask yourself what questions instead of getting sucked into the why me or why did this happen loop. Break free from being stuck by asking yourself, what do you need to do to move forward? What do you need to do to change the situation? What do you need to do to make it work for you? What are you learning from the situation? What is this other person teaching you? What are you learning about yourself? What do you really want in this situation? See how empowering these questions feel. So here's your homework. Find a situation in your life and ask yourself what questions about it instead of those why questions. And share your experience with me and with all the followers of Project Loving Myself. Post it on stories and tag me at Sanaya Gurnamal and at Project Loving Myself podcast. Share your experience, and the best example gets a free Theta Healing coaching session with me for 1 hour valued at 7,000 pesos. Details are in the episode description. I can't wait to hear from you guys. I'm so excited to see how you've taken this episode and applied it to your life. And I want to see how it's worked for you. So once again, you know, share your experience of taking a situation in your life, asking yourself some what questions instead, and what that did for you. And post it on stories, tagging at Sanaya Grinimal and at Project Loving Myself Podcast. Stay inspired and remember that you are so, so loved. Our quote for today comes from Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung. He said, "To ask the right question is already half the solution to a problem." So instead of asking why something isn't working or happening, start asking how can it be improved and what you can do better the next time. And watch how that totally levels up your self-awareness game. This is Sanaya signing off on Project Loving Myself, brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.